From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A Russian-declared 10-hour humanitarian ceasefire went into effect in Syria's embattled city of Aleppo Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the city. However, rebel groups in Aleppo have dismissed Russia's offer, accusing them of lying and calling the ceasefire a media stunt for public consumption. Similar humanitarian pauses have been organized by Moscow and Damascus before, but have largely failed. The United Nations says about 250,000 civilians are in desperate need of supplies on Aleppo's eastern side, and hundreds of others who urgently need medical care also need to be evacuated. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people killed and 30 others wounded in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir on Friday. The attack followed the overnight arrest of the leaders of the People's Democratic Party, the parliament's second biggest opposition group, and at least 11 lawmakers from the party, whose base is largely drawn from Kurds in the region. Leftists and progressives throughout Turkey were also arrested overnight. The blast took place near a police station where the lawmakers are being held. Jordan security forces shot and killed 2 U.S. military trainers in exchange of gunfire at an air base on Friday. Jordan's military says the trainers were in a car that failed to stop at the gate of the base. A 3rd American and a Jordanian officer were wounded in the gunfire at the Al Jafar Air Base in southern Jordan. Jordan is a close ally of the United States. This is VOA News. In the U.S., the presidential candidates from both major parties and their surrogates are campaigning heavily in the states where the outcomes are too close to call. With the election just 4 days away, Republican Donald Trump told supporters in North Carolina late Thursday Hillary Clinton could not be trusted or with the security.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
Meantime, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also campaigned in North Carolina, telling the crowd the selection is about what kind of change people want.
Are we going to build a stronger, fairer, better America? Or are we going to fear each other and fear our future?
2 new major national polls on Thursday show Clinton edging ahead of Trump among likely voters. Embattled South Korean President Park Geun-hye apologized for the second time in an address to the nation on Friday in an effort to stem increasing pressure on her to resign over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. Catherine Moon with the Brookings Institute spoke about the impact the scandal is having on South Koreans.
The scandal has hit people really hard, and it's a conglomeration of accumulated grievances among the Korean society against the powerful and the wealthy, how they spread their money around, how they buy influence, and how politicians and other leaders basically just swallow it.
An investigation into a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme, allegedly organized by a longtime friend of the president, has left her increasingly isolated and powerless, and forced top aides to resign to face possible criminal indictments. Hundreds of French police began dismantling a huge migrant camp in northeastern Paris Friday amid a government effort to take at least 3,000 refugees off the streets and into shelters. A French spokeswoman said this is the biggest operation sheltering migrants the country has had to face in the last 31 months. Make that 18 months.
They're going to be taken to temporary shelters in the region, in the Île-de-France region, then where they're going to rest, sleep, to try and get better, to be fed, and to be taken care of on medical and psychological aspects. And then people from the administration are going to help them take care of the process of asylum.
French President François Hollande has said France will evacuate the street camps in Paris because it is not a long-standing solution for migrant refugees. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.